Welcome to the Marvels of Mythology. I am Haley Beatty.
And I'm Emma Bidwell. Today we're going to be talking about the Wonderland's dragons.
Let's start with the origins. Now, dragons are believed to appear first in the eastern region of the world, along with the Sumerian dragons, which were to first exist around 5000 BC. Now, mythologically, dragons came to be through the creation of light, cosmic events, or other celestial beings like gods and goddesses. Scientifically, though, they are thought to have evolved from dinosaurs of all kinds, snakes, and lizards, giving them their scalier exterior and different dragon types, like the wyvern and the drake. Their ability to fly comes from the bat-like bone structure in their wings and from the dual locomotion that they share that's similar to that of a bird's.
Regardless of an origin, dragons are known from the movies and works of literature today. One example would be Smaug, known from the Hobbit books and movies. He's a fire drake, one of the last of the great dragons. He's a greedy, powerful, and fearsome dragon that lives in a cave under the Lonely Mountain that he captured from dwarves, where there he hoards his mountainous treasures to himself. Another well-known is Toothless, the lead dragon from the popular movie trilogy How to Train Your Dragon and the book series of the same name. He's a night fury, believed to be the last of his kind. At first believed to be deadly and dangerous, but discovered to be friendly. He's the pet and companion of the Viking Hiccup, a dragon rider who lives in Berk. He has a wounded tail fin, unable to fly on his own, but with the help of his dragon rider, he has still been able to regain that ability. He is extremely fast, has the ability to camouflage in the night sky, as well as retractable teeth, which is where he gets his name. And one more would be Falcor from the movie and lesser-known book, The Neverending Story. He's a wise, friendly luck dragon who never tries to make any enemies. He's 43 feet long with a body covered in albino downy fur with elegant paws and tail. He's from the cloud-like sky haven in Fantasia where luck dragons are born and live. He has a good heart and is always loyal to and there to defend his friends.
Now, here are five lesser known dragons worth mentioning. First, there is Kulkan, and he is a Mayan god, and he is the creator of many things.
Next we have the Midgard Serpent. He was fought Thor three times and is displayed on the front of Viking ships as a threat symbol.
Then there is Drek, who is a she-dragon who uses lure magic, and she stole a woman's eyes to protect her young.
Next we have Sesham, an Indian dragon, the bearer of earth, who helps keep it stable.
And last, there is Apep, an Egyptian dragon who was born from Neith's tears and is the reason why light cannot exist without darkness. And we have ranked the dragons as following. 1, Drek. 2, Apep. 3, the Midgard Serpent. 4, Kukulkan. And 5, Sesha.
That's it for this episode. We hope you learned something new about dragons, where they've come from, and how they're seen today.
Thanks for listening.